Yes.
పాదశం ఉన్న ప్రభు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం సెవెన్త్ క్యాంటో ఫిఫ్త్ చాప్టర్.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
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 సో బై ది గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్ అండ్ గురు అండ్ గౌరాంగ, వీ హావ్ బీన్ ఏబుల్ టు హియర్ అప్ టు సెవెంత్ క్యాంటో ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్ భాగవతం. సో బికాస్ టైమ్ ఈజ్ రన్నింగ్ షార్ట్, సో వీఆర్ సమ్ ఆర్ అదర్ ట్రయింగ్ టు ఎక్సర్ట్ అవర్ సెల్ఫ్ టు కంప్లీట్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. సో యెస్టర్డే ఐ టోల్డ్ సంథింగ్ అబౌట్ సెవెంత్ క్యాంటో ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్ దట్ దిస్ హౌ హిరణ్యకశిపు, ఐ మీన్ ప్రహ్లాద్, వాజ్ ఎ డివోటీ ఫ్రమ్ ద వెరీ బిగినింగ్. ఐ నరేటెడ్ హిస్ సింప్టమ్స్ డ్యూరింగ్ హిస్ చైల్డ్హుడ్. సో వెన్ హీ వాజ్ పుట్ టు గురుకుల, హిజ్ ది గురు ఆఫ్ హిరణ్యకశిపు వాజ్ శుక్రాచార్య. But at that time Shukracharya was not there, he has gone for some austerity like that. His two sons were there, Chanda and Amarka. So they started teaching this Prahlad. So they taught him just like dharma, artha, kama like that, or sama, dhanam, danda, bheda, in this way. He taught all of them along with the Prahlad, so many other demoniac children also there, children of demons. So after teaching some time, the teachers, they sent Prahlad to their home, that is to Hiranyakashipu. So Hiranyakashipu asked his son very affectionately, that my dear son, what you have learned the best? So the Prahlad said, it was something what Hiranyakashipu could not expect, that he will say such a thing. So he said, tat sadhumanni asuravarjya dehina sada samudvigna diyam asadgrahat hitvatam patam grhamanda kubam vanangato jat harimachai. This is something which is very much unexpected to Hiranyakashipu. Because he has announced that he is the Lord. So no one is superior to him. He will say that afterwards. He will say in the chapter, he will say like that. So he was asking, how come this boy was taught like that? How this Sandra and Amarka dare to teach about Hari? Hari is my enemy. So that meaning is, I think him as a central person, that sadhu manni asura varja. He doesn't address his father as father. He addresses him as the best of the demons, asura varja. Dehinam, those who have got this body, for them, because this is asad, because this is temporary, O best of the asuras, king of the demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, here spiritual master means not Sandra and Amarka, because he has not learned this from him. His spiritual master is Narada Muni. Any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest of Bana, that is called Bana. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. Then his father became very angry, particularly on his teachers, how he could speak all these things. all this nonsense to my son. So they were afraid because they were getting their salary, it may be stopped. So they said that actually we have not taught this to him. So anyway, we will rectify him. So they took him to the school, Gurukula, and asked Vatsa Prahlada, Bhadramte, Satyam Kathaya Mahamusa, Balan Ati Kutastubhyam, Yesa Buddhi Viparjaya. My son, dear son Prahlada, all peace and good fortune unto you. Kindly do not speak lies. Just reply with the truth. These boys you see are not like you, but they do not speak in a deviant way. How have you learned these instructions? How has your intelligence been spoiled in this way?
It is.
Then Prahlad Maharaj says, actually, Prahlad Maharaj replied, it is stated in 11, verse 11, that let me offer my respectable obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose external energy has created the distinctions of my friend and my enemy, by deluding the intelligence of men. Indeed, I am now actually experiencing this, although I have previously heard of it from authoritative sources. So, because they didn't get any real answer, so the teachers became very angry. They said, this Daitya Chandanamane Jatoyam Kantakadruma. This Daitya, this is like Chandanamana, the sandalwood forest. Forest full of sandalwood trees. But this Prahlada is a Kantakadruma. Tree which have only kantas or what do you call? Thorns. This rascal Prahlada has appeared like a thorn tree in a forest of sandalwood. To cut down sandalwood trees, an axe is needed, and the wood of the thorn tree is very suitable for the handle of such an axe. Lord Vishnu is the axe for cutting down the sandalwood forest of the family of demons. And this Prahlada is the handle for that axe. And in this way, they chastised him, and then they started again teaching him all the secular subjects, secular country, just like our secular country, subject like that. Then, so they thought perhaps at this time Prahlada Maharaj has been cured of his mental disease. So they again sent him to the house, his mother took care of him, and they nicely decorated him. Then he was sent to his father. So this time father also took him to in his lap, in the high throne, he was sitting high throne, and he asked Vatsa Prahlada, so what you have learned? So this time also Prahlada said like that. Sevanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam, here my name comes.
Second shock.
Archanam Bandhanam Dasya Sakhyam Atmanivedanam Itipunsarpita Vishnu Bhaktisya Navalakshana Kriyate Bhagavatyadha Tanmanya Aditam Uttamam. These two verses. So Prahlada Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend and surrendering everything unto him, in other words, serving him with body, mind and words, these 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. So this time Hiranyakashipu was like a snake. So he was harsh. So then he asked these gurus. Guru Putra, actually they are the sons of Guru Shukracharya. Then they said, actually, we have not mat pranitam, na mat pranitam, na para pranitam, suto badatyesa tavendra satro, naisarvikiyam matirakshya rajan, niyaksha manyum kadasma manaha. kadadasma manah. That means, the son of Shukracharya, Hiranyakashipu's spiritual master, said, O enemy of King Indra, O king, whatever your son Prahlada said was not taught to him by me or anyone else. His spontaneous devotional service has naturally developed in him. Therefore, please give up your anger and do not unnecessarily accuse us. It is not good to insult a Brahman in this way. So, then, Hiranyakashipu said, Gruneiva Pratipokta Bhuya Ahasura Sutam Not Guru Mukhayante Kuto Vadra Satimati. When Hiranyakashipu received this reply from the teacher, he again addressed his son Prahlada. Hiranyakashipu said, O rascal, most fallen of your family, of our family, if you have not received this education from your teachers, where have you gotten it? So, Prahlada Maharaj again answered in a very typical way. He said very important verses. Three verses are very important. Matirna Krishne Parata Sotova Mitho Vipadita Bruha Pratanam Adanta Govir Visatam Tamisram Puna Puna Svarvita Charvananam. Prahlada Maharaj replied, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclinations toward Krishna are never aroused, either by instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. Then, if Shukracharya will ask, then how one king na jananti? Shukracharya king na jananti? Does Shukracharya not know this? How you are teaching like that? Then the answer is, Nate vidhu swartaka ting vishnu durasayade bahirathamanina andhagathande upaniyamana tepi satantriyam rudani baddha. Persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to external sense objects, cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home back to Godhead and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. As blind men guided by another blind man miss the right path and fall into ditch, materially attached men led by another materially attached man are bound by the ropes of fruitive labor, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. Then he said, Satkute, yeah, Chakta Karma, anyway. There are so many, purports by various acharyas, but I am not going to read those things. So then another point he said, then one may ask question, then how one can have his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna? That he said, that Naisa Matista Vadur Kramangrim Sprusati Anartha Pagamo Jadatha Mayasang Padar Ajomi Sekam Nishkin Chanana Na Vranita Jahava. Unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava completely freed from material contamination, persons very much inclined toward materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord in this way can one be freed from material contamination. So, now Hiranyakashipu is convinced that his enemy Vishnu has come as his son. So you wanted to kill him in various ways. Like you wanted to kill him, the boy, to sharp weapons, or putting him under the feet of an elephant, mad elephant, or even putting him in fire, or giving him poison, or putting him in ocean, or in various hellish conditions, or throwing him from the peak of mountain like that. But he was, Hiranyakashipu failed to kill him this boy. Then he became afraid. He became afraid. Then the teacher said, "Oh, my lord, you just see, he is a small boy. Why do you worry so much? We will train him and our father will be coming very soon. So he will train him, so he will be okay, perfect." Then again he was sent back to the school. So there, one day when the teachers were absent, the students were trying to play, were very much interested to play, and they also requested Prahlad to come to play with them. As we have heard, that from the very beginning he was not interested in playing. Rather, he advised very important subject, important verse in 7th canto, 6th chapter, text 1. Kaumara acharya pragyam dharman bhagavatam iha durlabham manusam janma tadapi adhruvam artadam. Prahlad Maharaj said, "One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activity of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary, like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection." So he started teaching the students. So very most very important verses are there. So we will recite only some few verses, important verses, that if the children will say that if we do not do our work, then how can we get our sustenance like that? So Prahlad says, "Sukham indriyakam daitya deha yogin dainam sarvatra labhyate daiva yatha dukham ajatnatah." Prahlad Maharaj continued, "My dear friends, born of demoniac families, the happiness perceived with reference to the sense objects by contact with the body can be obtained in any form of life according to one's past fruitive activities. Such happiness is automatically obtained without endeavor, just as we obtain distress." So he says, actually human body is very important, very valuable body on the earth, but very few people utilize it for self-realization. Mostly people waste this human form of body. Just like punsang varsa satanghayu tadardham cha chitatmana nispalam jadasuratyam setiyandham prabhitastamana. Every human being has a maximum duration of life of 100 years, but for one who cannot control his senses, half of those years are completely lost because at night he sleeps 12 hours, being covered by ignorance. Therefore, such a person has a lifetime of only 50 years. Then, mugdhasya balye komare kridato jati vinsati jaraya rasta devasya jati akrabasya vinsati. In the tender age of childhood, when everyone is bewildered, one passes 10 years. Similarly, in boyhood, engaged in sporting and playing, one passes another 10 years. In this way, 20 years are wasted. Similarly, in old age, when one is invalid, unable to perform even material activities, one passes another 20 years wastefully. Durapurana kamena mohena cha balyasa sesam gruhesu saktasya pramatasya pajatihi. One whose mind and senses are uncontrolled becomes increasingly attached to family life because of insatiable lust desires and very strong illusion. In such a madman's life, the remaining years are also wasted because even during these years, he cannot engage himself in devotional service. So, very important verses are there. So, particularly he says, katham priyayam in ankampitaya sangam rahasyam ruchiramsta mantran Shruhut Sneha Sita Sisunang Kala Kharanang Manurakta Chitta. How can a person who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart being always filled with their pictures, give up their association? Specifically, a wife is always very kind and sympathetic and always pleases her husband in a solitary place. Who could give up the association of such a dear and affectionate wife? Small children talk in broken language, very pleasing to hear, and their affectionate father always thinks of their sweet words. How could he give up all their association? In this way, he says so many very important verses are there. Then the children were astonished. He said, Prahlada, you are just like our age. Then how could you learn all these things? Our teacher didn't teach us these things. And no one is also coming to you to give you such instructions. So how could you, all these things, how could you know it? So Prahlada said, here he said, to the children he said, to his father he didn't say where he got this lesson, to his teachers he didn't say, but here he said, that actually when my father went to Mandar Parvat, Mandar mountain for austerity, the demigods, they came and they ransacked our kingdom and took my mother's as prisoner. I was in my mother's womb. Then when the demigods were taking my mother was crying, but no one was helping her. So by the arrangement of the Lord, Narad Muni came in that way. So Narad Muni stopped them for taking her away and took her to his ashram until Hiranyakashipu returned. So, in Narad Muni's ashram, Kayadu prayed for the protection of the baby in her womb, and Narad Muni reassured her and gave her instructions on spiritual knowledge. So, all these things, his mother forgot because she was a woman. Naturally, she will forget. But he remembers everything. So, he says about Atma. What is Atma? There are 12... symptoms of soul. 12 symptoms of soul. That is Atma Nityo Bhaya Suddha Eka Kshatrajna Asraya Avikriha Sadrughetu Vyapako Asungan Asunga Anabhutha. It is in text 19, it said. That soul is, Atma refers to the Supreme Lord or the living entities. Both of them are spiritual, free from birth and death, free from deterioration, and free from material contamination. They are individual, they are knowers of the external body, and they are the foundation or shelter of everything. They are free from material change, they are self-illuminated, they are the cause of all causes, and they are all pervading. They have nothing to do with the material body, and therefore they are always uncovered. With these transcendental qualities, one who is actually learned must give up the illusory conception of life in which one thinks, I am this material body and everything in relationship with this body is mine. So in this way, he has given them so many instructions. So particularly, all these things is possible, all this to get these lessons is possible only when Koti Prayasa Sura Balaka Guru Sushrusaya Bhaktya. It is only possible by serving the Guru. One must accept the bona fide spiritual master and render service unto him with great devotion and faith. Whatever one has in one's possession should be offered to the spiritual master, and in the association of saintly persons and devotees, one should worship the Lord, hear the glories of the Lord with faith, glorify the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord, always meditate on the Lord's lotus feet, and worship the deity of the Lord strictly according to the injunctions of the Shastra and Guru. In this way, he will come to a stage where he can see the Lord everywhere. He can come to be a Mahabhagavata. That is the symptom of Mahabhagavata is Ita Vam Eva Lokesmin Punsa Swartha Parasmita Ekanta Bhakti Govinde Jat Sarvatra Tadikshanam. That is the last verse of 7th chapter, 7755. In this material world, to render service to the lotus feet of Govinda, the cause of all causes, and to see him everywhere, is the only goal of life. This much alone is the ultimate goal of human life, as explained by all the revealed scriptures. So then they all started chanting the name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So then when the teacher came, they said, oh, our lives will be, our heads will be cut off. Because one person was wailed or was disturbed, I mean,
turned into Vishnu.
Wrong way. Yes. Then now the entire school, the children, all have become spoiled.
Yes.
So they immediately sent this boy to their father, and their father started rebuking him. And all these things, dialogues will be there in 8th chapter, very important verse. And chapter where Lord Narasimhadeva will appear. So, I will discuss about his appearance of the Lord Narasimhadeva for tomorrow. Now, we will stop this. Srimad Bhagavatam, Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki,
Jai
Shri Prabhupada Maharaj ki, Jai Shri Gurudeva ki, Anandakuti Vaishnavam ki, Dai Gaur Premanande.